Om Shanti, good morning. Today is January 5th, 2019, and the blessing is may you be a powerful soul who knows the importance of every second and every thought and thereby fills your account of accumulation. May you be a powerful soul who knows the importance of every second and every thought and thereby fills your account of accumulation. At the confluence age, you have imperishable attainments from the imperishable Father at every moment. It is only at this one time out of the whole cycle that you receive such fortune, and this is why your slogan is, if not now, then never. Whatever elevated tasks you have to carry out, you have to do those now. Whatever elevated tasks you have to carry out, you have to do those now. When you have this awareness, you will never waste your time, thoughts, or actions. Through your powerful thoughts, your account of accumulation will become full and the soul will become powerful. So there's a very lovely saying in English that make the hay while the sun is shining. And the confluence age is the age in which the sun is shining. And so if we aren't accumulating now, then there's no other time to accumulate. Confluence age is the only petrol pump. It's the only age in which to fill up all the fuel in the soul. Because once we start the cycle, once we start our journey, there is not any other petrol pump as fitting as Baba. And so Baba is the Almighty and He has abundance. And He has, imagine He has for 6 billion souls. So imagine how much love Baba has, you know, stored within Him. Imagine how much power He has within Him, how much benefit or feelings of benefit He has within Him. So that's why Baba is known as the ocean, the Almighty. That He has for every single soul whatever they need. And confluence age is powerful because it is the meeting of the two. It's the meeting of the dark and the light. In fact, don't you feel that dusk and dawn are the most beautiful times of the day? When there's sunrise and sunset, isn't it like not just the sky, but just the evening, the ambience. It's just a very lovely feeling. So confluence age is the meeting between the iron and the golden. And actually, if you look at the cycle, when we draw the circle, we draw it mostly from the top. So golden age, right? Golden age is coming down, right? We draw the line and it comes down, then we make it round at the bottom, and then we start bringing the line back up again. So copper age onwards, again, it is in a way our ascension, which means returning back to our truth. Copper age is the age of search. And so as we're doing our search, we are coming back closer to Baba, coming back closer to the confluence age. And then at the end of the confluence age, that's going to be the peak. So we haven't seen anything yet. We're going to see such brilliance, such perfection at the end of the confluence age. And that's going to be a real sight to see, because that peak where confluence touches the golden, that is the peak, and that's going to be just so beautiful. So it's going to be the perfection of each of us, and it's also going to be the perfection of the elements, the animal kingdom, everything. And so that's really something worth looking forward to. So what Baba is saying today is, yes, if not now, then never. And let's put this question, you know, to our efforts. What is it that I'm procrastinating doing? Why am I putting off something till tomorrow that I could be doing today? And we have to acknowledge that. We can't keep being in denial and making excuses. Because the only person that will suffer will be me. In fact, when people have this near-death experience and they come back, then one of the things they say, most of them say, is that what they felt is they regret not doing the things that they should have done. They don't regret the things they did. They regret the things they did not do. Even people who are like about to die, when they're questioned about their life, many of them regret. So let us not die with this thought that I wanted to do something, but I never got round to doing it. Because that is actually going to be the biggest regret, the biggest punishment at the end. There's no other punishment except our own regret that I could have done better and I didn't do better. And so Baba is warning us now. Baba is saying, okay, you know, I feel for myself like every day there should be a sense of progress. Every day I should feel, yes, I excelled a bit in this and this and this. Sometimes, yeah, we might fail the test, but then to learn from that, at least if we acknowledge and learn and don't deny and don't ignore the lessons. So long as I think we are learning, we're moving forward, then we are actually accumulating in our account. So confluence age means knowing the importance of every second. And they say that if you want to know the importance of a second, ask somebody who just escaped death, right? In a car accident, by a split of a second, they could have died, but they were saved. And if you want to know the value of 1/100th of a second, then ask the athlete who won a silver medal in the Olympic. He could have won the gold, but by a millisecond, he fell back and lost the gold. So right now, we don't feel it because we think we have plenty of time. But again, imagine the students who are studying for their exam. Do you really want to crunch in everything the night before the exam? No, not really. So now is the time, if we can just, you know, be the tortoise and keep plodding forward slowly, day by day, feeling a sense of progress, then at the end we won't need to stampede our way to the finish line. So every second of the confluence age is teaching us something, but we just have to be open to the learning. We aren't aware, we're not awake. Half the time we're asleep, and so we don't value every second and what every second is teaching us. In fact, how do we know that we have accumulated a stock of good karma in our account? And the answer is that we will be constantly happy. Think about it. How do I know that I've accumulated a stock of good karma? Is that I will be constantly happy. There is a season to do everything. And this is the season. Confluence age is the season in which to plant. It's not the time to reap. The time to reap will be later. So like with everything in life, we go through cycles and circles. And so now is the time to plant a seed every second. Because knowing that we will, you know, we want to reap something later. So there's a story of the ant and the grasshopper. So every summer, the ant would work hard and take food and put it into her little hole, whereas the grasshopper would just have a lot of fun and run around. And then when winter came, the grasshopper didn't have any food to eat, whereas the ant had a stock, had an abundance. And so isn't this the case, that we don't want to look onto others, you know, who have accumulated? We want to be the ones who have filled ourselves. We want to be the ones who are able to give to others. And that can't happen if I haven't made the effort to accumulate. So who doesn't want to be a powerful soul? Right? Baba says, may you be a powerful soul who knows the importance. So yes, wisdom certainly makes us powerful. So we know that there is no power without control. In fact, the story of Ravan, the story of Bhasmasur. So Bhasmasur wanted all the powers, and again Shiva bestowed him the powers. But then he started using it against the people. And Ravan too. Ravan was a bhagat of Shiva. And because he did so much penance and tapasya, Shiva kept granting him one boon after the next, until finally it got to his head. And then he said, "I am the most mightiest, and I'm even mightier than you," he said to Shiva. So once we become powerful, there has to be that humility too, to balance things out. Otherwise, the power is of no use. We have to have the flexibility, the humility. I see power a lot like the tree. You know, the tree has a big trunk and has strong roots. So the tree has to be grounded in the soil, in the roots. But then the top part of the tree is very flexible, very malleable. And so this is what we need to have in the soul. Yes, we have a very strong core, but yet at the same time, we can be very flexible and malleable. So when it comes to the question of awareness, we've really got to be aware of why it is that I'm accumulating. For what purpose am I accumulating? There's a story of a man who was walking home late one night when he saw Mullah Nusruddin on his knees, and he was searching under a street light for something on the ground. So he asked, "Mullah, have you lost something?" And Nusruddin said, "Yes, I've lost the key to my house." And the man said, "Oh, I'll help you look." So soon both of them were down on their knees looking for the key. After some time, the man asked, "Where exactly did you drop it?" So Nasruddin waved his arm back towards the darkness. "Over there in my house." And the man jumped up, "Then why are you looking for it here?" And Nasruddin replied, "Because there is more light here than inside my house." So this story just depicts how when we are not aware of our treasures, or where we've lost them, or where we have to find them, or where we have to accumulate them, then we are totally in the dark. So it sounds funny, it's a funny tale, but of course it has such a deep meaning. And very often we look in the wrong places for our answers, only because that place is more convenient. And isn't this particularly true of the mystery of life? That my house, in this case, is actually a metaphor for my inner self. And if our objective is to understand this mystery, the key to unlock it has to be found where it got lost. That is within our inner self, and not by external rituals. So we need to go back inside and with full awareness fill in the soul once again that which we have lost. And that is actually what gives us the greatest peace. When you find something that has been lost, right? Doesn't that give you the greatest inner peace? So in the same way, knowing that my treasures are returned, my powers are returned back to me, there is no greater happiness, no greater bliss than this. And so really we should rejoice in this fact that it is a beautiful confluence age, and we are so lucky to have this time. Otherwise, how would we be spending this time? What would our lives be like if Baba was not with us? And the point about do it now, you know, there's so many stories of people who said, "I'll do it later, I'll do it later." And then what happened is that they passed away. There are so many cases of people who die and wanted to do something good, but they didn't. There are so many cases of Brahmins who left the body and they wanted to do something, but they couldn't. And there's a particular story I remember of some rich brother, and he died. And when the trance messenger went up, the message she brought back was that this brother is telling Baba in the subtle regions, "Baba, please let me go and sign off the rest of the money to you. In other words, just give me one or two more moments and I will go back and sign a will and everything will come to you." And what did Baba reply? Baba said, "Neither will that government accept it, right? Because he's deceased, he's dead. Nor will this Pandav government accept it. And then he said, okay, you know what, let me tell my children. Can I at least go and tell my children to will this money or put this money in the yajna? And Baba's response again, Baba said, then that will go into their account of charity, not into your account of charity. So really, this is so important. If you want to do something, do it now, because who has seen tomorrow? If you want to donate, or if you want to create something, or a service project, or do some good deed, say some nice words to someone, forgive them, whatever it is, it's really better we do it today, because we don't know who has seen tomorrow. And particularly in 2018, we saw the death of many Brahmins, and each one is just popping off, and we do not know who's next. So this is another reason why, really, if not now, then it's never going to happen. So really, to take that that time. And I'd like to share a story that I got yesterday, which was very sweet. And the story is that there was a father and a son, and they just finished in the little grocery shop. They just bought a few groceries. So the shopkeeper said to the little boy, he said, Teddy, help yourself to some sweets, you know, from this candy jar. And the little boy just kept holding on to his father's hand, and he didn't move. Again, the shopkeeper said, Teddy, help yourself, it's free. And he kept looking at his dad, and he didn't take any sweets. Then his father finally put his hand in the candy jar and took some sweets for Teddy. And then as they were walking home, the father asked Teddy, Teddy, why didn't you take the sweets? And Teddy said, because I know that your hand is bigger than mine. So he was leaving it to his father to, you know, get him the maximum number of sweets. So this is what I'd like to share with you, that really, if we leave our life in Baba's hands, just really appreciate the confluence. In fact, we don't have to do much. I think if we can just stay happy and just stay in Baba's company, that is really the key to happiness. Much of the time we're really running around doing a lot, when we actually have to just trust Baba and allow him. In fact, he's sitting free up there. What has Baba got to do? He's sitting free. He's saying, look, just call me and I will help you. But the problem is, we think we can do it better and we want to do it ourselves. So Baba is there to help us. He's sitting, he's waiting with open arms. And I think we should take advantage of that. So let us just now end with a few moments of meditation to really feel the blessing. So once again, just sit comfortably. And let us turn to our inner world of thoughts and feelings. And let me check, what is my feeling at this moment? Is it a good feeling? A peaceful feeling? A loving feeling? Or am I agitated and frustrated? I'd like us now in this moment to feel this moment, to be absolutely in the now. Don't think of the past, don't think of the future. Just be absolutely present in this moment. Nothing to worry about of the future, and nothing we can change about the past. All we can do is be absolutely still in this moment. Still and present, and appreciate and absorb this moment in the drama. and right now in this stillness, I can feel Baba's rays of light showering over me. Baba has a special ray of light for every child. I have my own special ray of light, my own special unique connection with Baba. And so I'm totally engrossed in that experience. I envelop myself with Baba's love. There's no love like Baba's love, absolutely altruistic, absolutely selfless. Thank you, Baba, for being in my life. Thank you for making me powerful once again. Thank you for seating me on my seat of self-respect, teaching me exactly where to step in, where to step out, when to say something, when not to say something. Baba teaches us every detail of how to be in the drama, how to be with the drama. And so at every second, I'm with Baba, I'm appreciating my role, I'm appreciating the unique family that I have, and I'm appreciating Baba for being in my life. I decide now that whatever I want to do, I will do it immediately after this meditation. Just set that thought into action. Start moving the wheels of that thought and do not procrastinate. And just do it. Because if not now, then never. Om Shanti.